You're listening to WMIE Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA Cocoa Beach and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
And I welcome you back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We're about to hear 12 and a half minutes of truth. Arrogant sounding? No. We're spending 12 and a half minutes of the Word of God where we're guaranteed to hear the truth. The Lord Jesus Christ said, I have come to bear witness of the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. We are going to tune into His voice here today on WGOD Radio. So I thank you for joining me here. This is a brand new study. We're looking into Revelation, and we'll be here at least through Christmas, probably going through here every day, verse by verse, looking at this book, interpreting it literally whenever possible is the correct way to interpret this. Lord God, we praise you. Thank you for another day today. Almighty God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. God, we ask for your blessings now in our study. Speak to us your truth, the only truth. Let you be true and every man a liar. Speak to us the truth so that we all can know the truth, share the truth, and walk in the truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Again, I thank you for joining me. I'm Paul Esposito, host of this program, WGOD Radio. First off, WGODontheair.net is the website. I encourage you to go there. There's a link on there that says discuss today's broadcast. Please, I invite you to go there, leave some comments, share, help increase my knowledge by you sharing what the Holy Spirit speaks to you during these programs. Also, we're on Facebook, WGOD Radio. You can hear these programs on demand at WMIEFM.com. Click on the link that says On Demand, and then click on this program. We left off. For those of you hearing on the radio, forgive me, but I wanted to play that opening twice. We played it Friday and Monday, so I wanted everyone to hear that as we got started here of why to interpret this book literally, and also to be on the lookout for heretics. And it seems more often than not, you know, the heretics don't corrupt, you know, the book of Titus. It's this book here, and they do it because they misinterpret this book. Many interpret it figuratively, and many of them do it that way in purpose, because anything can mean anything if you don't interpret this book literally. So why interpret literally, and why other denominations are wrong? Okay, first question, why interpret this book literally? Well, let me ask the question. Have other prophecies been fulfilled literally throughout time? Case in point, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, it says, God said through Micah the prophet, 300 years after King David, it said, someone is going to come here out of Bethlehem, and his goings forth were from eternity, from time everlasting. Question is, has that been interpreted? Has that come to pass literally? Or is that just figurative language? Apple secretly means watermelon. And if you buy my teaching tape, then you'll understand it. Of course, that was fulfilled literally. How about Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9? Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly, riding on a donkey. Let me ask the question, has that verse, has that prophecy been fulfilled literally? Or did it secretly mean something else? Well, of course it was fulfilled literally. And there's no reason to think that these other prophecies aren't going to be fulfilled literally. Now, that scares me to no end, because we read in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, speaking of the Antichrist, it says, all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. But think about that. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Are your children saved? How about your grandchildren? How about your mother? How about your father? Are they saved? Friends, I believe, and many of you know me, I've spent and devoted my life to understanding this book for what it's worth. Worth a lot to me, because I know the ending from the beginning, because God's told me in his word. I try to share it with you. I've got tomorrow's newspaper. I'm sharing tomorrow's newspaper with you so that you know who's going to win every race, because God's told us. I believe the Lord's coming back. I preach this at my church all the time. I believe the Lord's coming back on my shift, on my watch, and I teach that way to prepare people for the return of the Lord. Hebrews 9:28 says he's coming a second time apart from sin to all those who look for him. Are you looking for him? I think he's coming back on my watch. I think the return of the Lord is near. Therefore, the time is coming, I believe. If it's not your lifetime, friend, if you have children, it's in their lifetime. I'll bet you whatever you want on that. Anyway, if I'm wrong, I can handle that. Paul Esposito, charged with preparing his listeners and friends for my return. How do you plead? I plead guilty to that. Guilty. G-U-I-L-T-Y. I plead guilty for helping encourage you to look up, because the Lord's coming back soon. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life, of course, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Is that verse going to be fulfilled literally? I'm afraid the same as all these other ones are. Same as Zechariah 9:9, the same as Micah chapter 5, verse 2, the same as all those prophecies in Hebrew, in Psalms chapter 22. They divided my clothing. My God, why have you forsaken me? All who stare at me mock me. He trusted in the Lord. Let him deliver him, since he trusted in him, quotation marks. All of that stuff's been fulfilled literally. Likewise, is going to be fulfilled literally. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. Are your children saved? Do your children know Jesus Christ? Do you know Jesus Christ? Have you received him? Oh, I encourage you to, I plead with you. If the Lord is calling you today and moving in your heart to stop running and to do what you know you have always should have done, just like me, I did it for many years too. So from a fellow procrastinator to you, if you are one, let me tell you, stop running. Receive Jesus Christ today. Don't let that prophecy be fulfilled on you. All who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. Is your name written in the book of life today? Have you received Christ? All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Have you turned and repented of your sin and reached out and called unto Jesus Christ as your Savior? There's no more important thing than that. The Bible says with the heart one believes unto righteousness. Now, maybe you believe in your heart, but you just have not confessed with your mouth. The rest of that verse says, whoever believes in their heart the Lord Jesus Christ, or whoever believes in their heart that Jesus is Lord and confesses with their mouth that God has raised him up from the dead, you will be saved. Is that you? I encourage you, if you believe it in your heart, speak it with your mouth. Oh, Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you. I receive you today. I quit running. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you are the Son of God. Forgive me for all the doubt, all the sins of unbelief and procrastination that I have committed against you. I repent of my sin. Wash me clean today from my sins. Write my name in the book of life today from the foundations of the world. In your name I pray, amen. I encourage you, be certain that your name is in the book of life. There's a prophecy, my friend, that's going to be fulfilled literally, and you want to make sure that you're on the right end of that. Not only that, you want to make sure your friends are on the right end of that. You want to make sure your family is on the right end of that. And as we rapidly approach the end of the age, which I see all around me today, every day it's in the newspaper, every day it's all around me, that we're seeing the Lord's return is near. Friend, remember these truths, which you're going to learn here in this program. I promise you, if you have a notebook and hear these things and play these programs and get out your notebook or a journal, God is going to fill this journal, not me. I know the secret, and I share it with you. That is, God's always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're going to be in this end times book here and let God fill up your journal full of truth. Then at the proper time, you can share it with the proper people. Why interpret this book literally? Well, we've seen. The answer to that question is because all of the other prophecies have been fulfilled literally. You know, Daniel, way back in Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, he predicted some 520 years in advance. He predicted the day, or I should say God did. Of course, the Holy Spirit did through Daniel, the day that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to be on that donkey in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, when he says 70 weeks are determined for you and your people. You can read that in Daniel 9, 24 through 27. We can prove through the Bible when the going forth of the command to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. It's 69 years. 69 weeks of years. It was 173,880 days, all the way back from March the 5th, 444 BC, when the command was given in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, all the way until Jesus Christ came in riding on a donkey, fulfilling this verse literally, was 173,880 days. On March the 29th, 33 AD, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came riding into Jerusalem and fulfilled that prophecy verbatim to the day. Friend, we need to interpret this book literally. Apple means apple. Orange means orange. You don't need to buy anyone's preaching tapes to understand that. Accept the word of God as it is. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ as, I'm coming again, and I will receive you unto myself so that where I am, there you may be also. Thank you for tuning in today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
And I'll cut into the last minute of that. That actually was recorded about a year ago. Word is timeless, though. Lord, indeed, is coming back soon. Are you ready for his return? The time is 7:13 and a half. I'm Paul Esposito, station manager, preacher, as you just heard. Pastor, manager of this radio station. Just got 1 minute and 20 seconds to let you know that this is fundraiser week here at WMIE. So if you enjoy this radio station, if you like programs like you just heard, WGOD Radio, perhaps you're tuning in now, you're getting ready to hear Andrew Womack. Keep in mind, these programs are made possible because of you, our listeners, that partner with us. And we seek your partnership once again. It's that time of year once again. It's fundraiser week here at WMIE, where we are raising $30,000 this week. We're already at $19,010. That's where we stand. Remaining balance of $10,990. If you've given to the station in the past, you should have received a letter in the mail announcing the fundraiser was starting, which we call the offering. Now, if it's your intentions to give again, but you have not done that, would you do that at this time? I'm going to quit talking. We're going to go to Andrew Womack in 20 seconds, and then East Coast at 7:30. The number here at the studio is 321-632-1000. We stand at $19,010. 321-632-1000.